Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Day 12 of Pats Camp 2025 is in the books, and dare I say, this particular practice, joint practices between the Patriots and Washington Commanders, greater than sign, greater than sign, greater than sign, greater than sign, greater than sign. Every other practice to date, or probably anything else you will see throughout the pretend season until the Patriots kick off Sunday, September 7th against the Raiders here from Gillette Stadium. This is the Six Rings and Football Things post-practice recap pod with your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside the Lion's Den, John Lyons. And, of course, Miss Mego herself, Megan Ottolini. Guys, Mego, let's start with you. I saw way more good things. I saw way more positive things. I saw productivity. I saw efficiency. I saw touchdowns that didn't count. Energy from the fans, thousands of which were hanging from the rafters and the ramps behind us. This was a good day for the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel's first year as head coach, and all of Pats Nation.
Yeah, I'd really grade it like a B-plus to maybe even A-minus day for Drake May. He was extremely efficient to begin in the team competitive drills. And then a lot of the stoppages or low points, if you want to call them that, for the offense came from drops from his receiver. Thinking of Mac Hollins, who had two drops, Pop Douglas, who bobbled the ball and had a pretty big drop at one point, and Travion Henderson. So I thought it was a good start for them.
We were kind of basically looking, John, as Hunter Henry takes to the podium right there to speak to the fans. Drake May will be addressing the crowd momentarily. Aside from a couple drops from Mac Hollins, the guy looked good, Johnny. The guy looks the part of the big X receiver on the outside. Big build, good hands, real presence. Great to see him making a splash. And as far as Travion Henderson goes, yeah, he had a couple drops as well. But I think you, as the coach in the ranks here, can speak to the fact that when he takes the ball, his first to fifth is faster and better than anyone else on the field.
Yeah, I thought today was a good example of his explosiveness, especially against another team, right? We've seen him practice against the Patriots all offseason long. So to see him do it against Washington, even the drop he had in the corner of the end zone, he cleanly won on the route and got to the corner of the end zone. Obviously, he's
against
catch
Bobby
the ball.
Wagner, right?
Yeah, obviously he's got to catch the ball, but it felt like his athleticism really showed up there. And I would say, Fitzy, big picture, and you kind of alluded to this, you look at last year's joint practice against the Eagles, today was almost the opposite. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong for the Patriots last year in that joint practice went wrong. They were totally outclassed. This year, they basically were toe-to-toe with Washington throughout the entire time. Wasn't perfect. There were some drops there. But I thought the offensive line held their own. I thought the defensive line, there were some good battles there. Drake May, as Mego said, looked really good. The secondary looked pretty good as well. And some little nuggets personnel-wise started to show up in this practice as well.
We had little things showing up like Borgalis in special teams work, blasting all of his field goals, looking the part of somebody who isn't just auditioning for a job but has been kicking field goals for a while in the NFL. You had Bryce Banger doing Bryce Banger things. That's fine as well. Like you said, Drake May looked fantastic. And then over on the left field, I'm sure you saw this, John. Mego, we were talking about this. In the one-on-ones, some of the pass rushers struggled. A few actually made an impression. And boy, oh boy, a healthy Christian Barmore was out there. And whoever's lunch he grabbed and ate in front of him, he was by far the most dominant guy for the Pats pass rushers and defenders out there in those drills.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to watch them because they were the closest field to us. Christian Barmore, as you mentioned, had a monster rep. Tonga, whose first name, Kyrus Tonga, has had, I was about to say, not going to attempt that pronunciation. He's had a great camp so far. Multiple notes on him and was strong again today in 1v1s. Somebody else I took note of is Isaiah Eiten, who had one monster rush that made everyone kind of look up and say, okay, 68, what's going on with this guy?
Exactly. Like, nobody knew who that guy was before. He looked tremendous.
I thought there was a really good battle, too, between Keon White and Laremy Tunsil, and that's one of the premier left tackles in the league. I thought Tunsil had the better hand early on in practice, but then went during 11-on-11s late. Keon White had a win, which I think would have been a sack had they been playing actually live. So that was a really good battle to watch because you mentioned Barmore, you mentioned some of these other guys. If their defense is going to be good, they're going to need Keon White to play a big role in it.
Yep, and back to the when we're looking at the right field with the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, who looked excellent out there today. And as Mego alluded to, Drake May, solid, solid day. A, the middle of the field was wide open. Washington may want to button up the middle of the field because it was open time and again in 11-on-11s and in goal lines. Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper taking advantage of everything thrown their way. But I dare say, play of the day, Kayshon Booty catching that dime right to the front corner post. Crowd went wild. I think we can book him a spot on the 53 now, officially, Mego.
It's really looking that way, and we talked about this yesterday, John, in our post-practice pod, is that I think everything that he says and everything that he shows throughout practice has been so steady, and I think that reflects how confident he's feeling about his future with this roster. I agree. I would put him closer to a lock than to a drop, and he's showing up in big spots. The other person I would say, even though he did have a couple of drops, because we've seen so little of him, Mac Hollins, was a red zone weapon. That's something that you saw the Bills use him as last year. Maybe not the most impressive amount of receiving yards, but situationally, he's so smooth. And you did see that, aside from those drops, in their 11-v-11 red zone periods today.
And I love seeing John, as we're right here on Media Hill with Patriots Media Avails taking place. Pop Douglas on the microphone now. This guy has gone from, hey, I think one day he may turn into a little something. You know, like they'll, maybe he'll be like that little shifty slot receiver, third down guy that gets open in a phone booth or an Italian sports car. But between his personality and now his practice field productivity, Pop Douglas is earning not just a spot on this team, but I think possibly the status of a go-to guy for Drake May and the McDaniels offense.
Yeah, he confirmed FOF friend of Fitzy, DeMario Douglas. I think has been really good.
He's tier one fop.
He's a tier one fop. Yeah, I think he's had a good camp. I think he's clearly, obviously, one of their top three receivers. To Mego's point earlier, Kayshon Booty, again, working at X, working at Z. I think that versatility is something the Patriots are going to like a lot moving forward. Mac Hollins, I thought, had a good day. And another piece of this, too, the young offensive lineman, Will Campbell, I thought, had a really good day overall against NFL-caliber pass rushes. I thought Jared Wilson had a really good day. And don't look now. They're starting right tackle with Morgan Moses out was Marcus Bryant, another rookie who they drafted on day three. By the way, tackle with long arms, dare I say.
Are you allowed to draft those?
Yes, I believe you are. Sure. So they, and look, I don't think you want three rookies starting on your O-line, including both tackles, but it was nice to see all three of those guys, especially the two guys on the left side who we've had our eyes on so much, I thought held up really well.
Yeah, a highlight from Media Hill as well over here watching the joint practices. In the goal line drills for the Patriots, Drake May zipped a goal line pass to Javon Baker, who caught it, rolled into the end zone for the touchdown. He stands up and proceeds to throw the ball 50 yards in the air, which would not be a celebration that the NFL would take kindly to. Rather, would probably be a 15-yard penalty, at which point right behind me, Mike Reese, staring with jaw agape, just says, "Don't do that. Why did you do that?" Like his paternal concern for a kid with maturity issues. Outstanding.
I think we used to have questions about Kayshon Booty with some of these little things. You know, there was always something with him.
He's turned that maturity corner.
He's moved past that, whereas we still have some of those issues with Baker.
Any other players that popped out, Mego, or areas of concern that you saw today in what was, again, an exciting, dynamic, very friendly, couple scrums. Never went full fracas or Donnybrook. Few scrums, but otherwise a really well-spirited joint practice.
Yeah, I mean, one scrum featuring head coach Mike Vrabel, who dove right into the pile. Something with Travion Henderson seemed to get a flag and then, or had a flag called on him on a play during competitive periods, and there was a fracas from there. But aside from what we saw on the field, I think who we didn't see on the field in this single day of joint practices is very noticeable with the Commanders, in that we didn't see Carlton Davis, much of a participant in team drills, and as you noted, Morgan Moses not out there. So you see guys like Marcus Bryant, who's a rookie who is so far deep in the draft that you dug for, taking serious reps here. You can see that either as, hey, this is an opportunity for competition among the tackles, or you can see that as what I would, which is kind of an orange flag of, uh-oh, what's going on with the health here, and are they just being extremely careful? And is that the right way to proceed when you just have one joint practice with this team? Just something to take note. Also, Steph Diggs was not on the field at the beginning of practice, but was there in time for a middle section of the competitive team drills and was an active participant. But just a little strange that he wasn't there at the beginning.
And how about this also, fun little nugget, Jason Tatum out there taking in Pats.
Looks pretty good without a boot on.
I was going to say, you know, I'm not one to predict when he's going to be coming back, but he was moving pretty well. I had also, had just heard yesterday, as a matter of fact, that Jason Tatum is doing extremely well ahead in his progress as well. Thank you, Mego. Great to have you here. Mego signing off here on the Six Rings Recap. Oh, and by the way, look who's over there for the Washington Commanders.
Looks familiar. Our most underrated player of the Patriots
John
dynasty.
Jones. How about that?
One other big note
John
for
Jones
me.
Did have a breakup of a pass on Travion Henderson. The crowd wanted P.I. He didn't get it. And then John Jones turned to the crowd and did the arms up, riling the crowd up. You know how much he loves this place and what Pats fans mean to him. But, man, with the cornerback depth what it is right now, John, wouldn't you kill for a guy like John Jones?
And I think one really important note that at least stood out to me in the defensive backfield, when the Patriots went nickel early, they had three safeties, and it was Craig Woodson, Jabril Peppers, and Jalen Hawkins. Wasn't Kyle Duggar out there, which I found really notable to me. Kyle Duggar went with the second team early on, and they mixed it up as they went, but that initial group did not include Duggar. It was Woodson, who I think they're really high on, who I think has a ton of potential, Peppers, and then Hawkins.
Yeah. They're going to definitely want to monitor the wire for cornerback help big time, especially now with Marcellus dialed down for the season. Gonzo, soft tissue. Who knows what with Carlton Davis. Maybe some offensive line help as well. But to Mego's point about Marcus Bryant getting reps and some of these other guys in the secondary getting reps in these interesting formations at safety, again, I know Mike Vrabel wants violent, but he also wants quick and he wants intelligent. These are great, great, real opportunities for guys. There's the crowd. Jason Tatum chant breaking out here at Commanders Pats post-practice. Awesome. You love to hear it. These are incredibly meaningful reps for some of these guys who will not only be trying to take the three pretend season games, obviously, which begin this Friday night on Tom Brady Statue Night at Gillette, but to try to earn a spot. Like, this is big for them. This is big for them. I see a lot of guys making the most of their reps, kiddo.
Yeah, it felt like, again, probably the best practice they've had all year, better than any practice last year, and I would say more energy than any practice I've felt in 2 or 3 years now, Fitzy. So it was nice to see. Again, you just juxtaposition it with what happened last year at the joint practice. Felt like a much different environment. This is a team that I'm not sitting here saying they're going 12 games, but you can feel they're going to be much better and much more competitive.
I liked what I saw. I liked it. I liked it a lot. All right, great stuff as always. You can follow him at The Real John Lyons, LYONS. That was at @Megan_Ottolini. And, of course, this is your old pal at Fitzy GFY. Nick Stevens here with the Six Rings post-practice recap pod for Practice 12 on Wednesday, August 6, 2025. A great, spirited, active, involved, entertaining, massive crowd joint practice between the Commanders and the Patriots. I don't know, Friday night's going to have a lot to live up to. We'll see how it shakes out. For Johnny, for Mego, for Fitzy, this has been Six Rings. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we appreciate you. Looking forward to that game on Friday night, as well as wiping away all the man tears when they reveal the Brady statue. And as always, go Pats.